lot lately, abuse of taxpayer-funded EBT cards. Today's Herald with yet another example, this time of a convicted drug dealer allegedly trying to use an EBT card to post bail.
We found some people are using taxpayers' wallets like their personal ATMs.
State auditors have discovered that taxpayer-funded benefits are being paid to almost 1,200 dead people.
You know, it's amazing. You need more proof. I mean, we've seen people on welfare also use these cards to get into strip clubs, purchase tattoos, liquor, scratch cards as well.
But that ain't no problem. I get my money from my EBT. I'm buying jewelry. I'm playing blackjack. Get my money for nothing. Get my chips for free. My grandpa's dead. But that ain't no problem. I use his name to get my EBT. I'll get a tattoo. I'll have my nose pierced. Won't even ask to see a photo ID.
I'm cooking steak in my microwave oven. I'm calling pizza delivery. They're gonna stock my refrigerator. They're gonna buy me a new color TV.
I could have learned to fix a computer. Could have applied to get a work permit. But I faked a backache and they send me money. Is it any wonder I don't give a damn?
Taxpayers paid for my microwave oven. Taxpayers bought my cell phone for free. Taxpayers stocked my refrigerator. Taxpayers are all working for me.
I'm here illegally, but that ain't no problem. I'm still entitled to an EBT. I get free health care. Collecting food stamps, contribute nothing but a great country.